This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from probably in a very pretty area where there's a lot of snow, a lot of mountains and everything else, is the student of the gun, the original student of the gun, the only, well, the big, he's the student of the gun. Joining me again, the Professor Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill, and thank you for having me today.
Yes, sir. A lot of Markles at his house right now. Everybody in town. Jared, I guess Jared's in town.
Yep, Jared's in town, and Alex and the babies, and we got a house full this week.
There you go. Snow on the ground?
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah. Definitely going to be a white Christmas here.
Gotcha. So, when I was in the military, the stuff that they issued me a weapon. But I had a whole bunch of other stuff issued. I had all kinds of cold weather stuff because I was in Europe. I had one shelter half, so I guess I only had to sleep in half of it. No, actually, I was supposed to buddy up. You know how that worked out.
Yep.
And everything else. Now, how has it changed for somebody that's out there nowadays in the event, let's say in a bug out scenario, if they were carrying what a military person, for example, carries? What kind of stuff, like, is it all one-man tents now? Have they got a good sleep system that's really good to keep you warm at night in a really bad area? What's changed?
Things change pretty rapidly, and the truth is I can't tell you what the specific cold weather gear is right now. When I was in the reserve, they had gotten rid of the shelter halves, and we went to four-man tents.
Oh.
So we had four-man all-weather, winter, summer, fall tents, but I can't even imagine where they're at now. Ours actually, the four-man tents actually had the special vents, and they had the special little heater stoves and stuff that they would issue you if you had to go to, Arctic or cold weather climates and so forth. I was actually in a cold weather unit for a short amount of time, and I had the buffalo coat and the Mickey Mouse boots and all that jazz. But what's going on right now with people thinking about bugging out is you got to ask yourself, where are you going to go and how long are you going to stay there and why are you leaving your home and shelter and so forth? Now, people on the Gulf Coast or the East Coast, sometimes you've got to leave in a hurry because there's a hurricane coming.
Right.
But you're not planning on going forever. So in that situation, you want to be able to just grab everything you need and go away for, a few days or a week or whatever, and then come back. That would be my idea of bugging out. When it comes to, societal collapse, James Yeager used to say, he said, if you don't have a place to go, he said, you're a refugee. The idea that you're just going to grab a backpack and head out into the woods. Now, how many of us have actually done that and stayed in the woods for a week, 2 weeks, whatever, with just what's on our back? Probably very few. But you got to think about calories. You got to think about how much does food weigh, how much does water weigh, and so on and so forth. So before you decide, I'm going to pack this, and when the society comes to a halt, I'm just going to be Jeremiah Johnson living out on the side of a mountain somewhere. It's not really a practical idea.
Some of the stuff that I see now, like when, you know, I was there when they changed over from C rations to MREs. I actually got to try C rations. They were very good. If you had to eat something like that, that was good. But then we changed over to MREs, which were not as heavy, but took up more space. I mean, they were gigantic. And nobody actually carried them because we were on vehicles and everything else. So nowadays, I see there's a lot of freeze-dried meals. I see a lot of these guys that have these calorie bricks that they'll, like, throw five of those in their bag, and it takes up very little space. But at the same time, is that actually eating when you're consuming a calorie brick?
Well, yes and no. You know, there's a difference between what do I need to stay alive and what am I going to enjoy. You know, it's kind of like these guys that have 100 pounds of rice or 200 pounds of rice or whatever. And that's great. That'll keep you alive, technically. But you're going to get awful frustrated and awful sick of eating white rice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Right.
You got to have other stuff. And yeah, now it's funny that you mentioned the MREs. We actually, when I got into the infantry, I was taught by the old guys how to field strip your MREs.
Right.
And at first I thought it was dumb. You know, when you're in basic, they just throw you one, you eat it, and then you throw the stuff away and you move on with your life. You're not really carrying them so much. But then I got into infantry school, and the older guys, the seasoned guys, are like, every single thing, everything that's going in your pack, you need to look at that and say, is it worth the wait? And am I going to use that? And do I need it? And when it came to packaging and cardboard packaging and plastic packaging and, you know, all that stuff, people say, oh, that's silly. It doesn't weigh that much. Nah, if you're going out, they used to issue us, I don't know about you, but if you're going on a field op, they would issue your chow, and you just had to pack all your chow for the whole, whatever it was, 72 hours or 96 or a week or what have you. So yeah, everything that goes in your pack, you have to look at that and say, is this worth carrying? Is this ounce, 2 ounces, half a pound, 1 pound, whatever, is it worth carrying? And have an intellectually honest conversation with yourself about that.
What we used to do is we recognized that this had to be reconstituted with water, right? So
right.
With some of these things, we would purposely not reconstitute them and eat a smaller serving than they actually came in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it was like eating cardboard. But later on in your stomach, it would reconstitute and it would fill you up more than when you ate it. Now, some things like the beef patty, you had to reconstitute it because it was just, you know, junk.
The beef patty, the pork patty.
Yeah, those things.
We call it the pig sponge.
Yeah, yeah. You had to reconstitute those things. But, I mean, we used to get by on, for 72 hours, we would get by on two. Just because we didn't reconstitute them. Now, we did not think we were living high on the hog. And when we got back to the rear when we got back to the company area where they would serve us a hot meal, we weren't going, nah, man, I'm saving all of my stuff so I can stay hard. We'd beat everybody up trying to get in line for that nice hot meal that was actually real food. But, that was when we were making the changeover and trying to figure out what's what and how's how. I'm sure it's actually quite scientific now. The MRE has changed an awful lot.
Well, you remember when you were in and when I first came in, they were what they called the dark brown bag MREs.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Dark brown bag MREs that they hadn't quite gotten it yet. Remember the hot dog meals that would get turned into botulism?
Yes, yes.
Hot dog meals weren't bad.
Hang on there for me. Hang on there. We're coming up on the break. Studentofthegun.com, that's where you go. SOTG is the, I think you'll go right there if you actually search for that as well. This is the hub. It's a learning destination. It's a purchase destination. You can find out about training. You can look at training courses. You can buy training courses. I mean, this is truly everything that has to do with the gun and some other things as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Paul Markle. He's the student of the gun. He is the professor. We were just talking about rations. Rations have changed a little bit. Let's talk about sleep systems.
Yeah, the sleep systems that they've got today, these guys they're living high on the hog comparatively.
Yeah. But I mean,
the three layer sleep systems are really good.
Well, I mean, and I don't understand why this had not been developed when I was in there in the 80s. In the 80s, you know, it was already, we'd been stationed there for 40 years. We should have known that it was cold. I mean, I've seen some sleeping bags that now have a enhanced insulated box for your feet to keep your feet warm, because that's the furthest part of you away from everything where the blood's pumping and all these other things. Mm-hmm. So they have really advanced that. But, I mean, in a bug-out situation, how big of a sleep system do you want to carry?
Well, the question is, how much money do you want to spend? Mm-hmm. Because you can get a really good three-layer, below zero, 20 below sleep system that's lightweight, but it's not going to be cheap. But if you go to Walmart to get a sleeping bag, it'll be inexpensive, but it's obviously going to be a lot bigger and it's going to take a lot more space in your pack. And then you have to consider, you're on the, in the relative South, you're in North Carolina.
South Carolina.
If you're in Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, if you're in South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, whatever, you probably don't need a negative 40 sleeping bag. I'm going to guess. You could probably get away with either a light bag, or you could get away with even maybe, depending on the time of year it is, a poncho and a poncho liner. You know, that's still one of the greatest pieces of kit that's issued, is the poncho liner.
Do they still issue a poncho?
Well, I was issued one when I was in the reserves. I was issued a poncho liner. And, you know, that combination itself it's kept a lot of G.I. Joes dry and warm for a long, long, long time. And the poncho liner, you know, it's pretty universal. There have been times that I took the poncho liner and put it inside my sleeping bag and made myself like a poncho burrito kind of a deal there.
Right.
But, there's a lot of good stuff out there. But if you want a super lightweight, easy to compact, but it's going to keep you warm to, you know, below zero, 20 below, stuff like that, it's going to cost you some money. So, again, you have to ask yourself, what do I anticipate? You know, if I'm in the Houston area or if I'm in Louisiana, I probably don't need a negative 40 sleeping bag.
But I have seen that they make these things incredibly small now.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to what, I mean, my sleeping system used to have to strap it on top of my Alice pack or on the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unless you have like an Alice pack large, you had an Alice pack medium, your bag was going on top.
Yeah.
That's where it went.
So, I mean, I don't know how we were expected to exist, but like going back to the poncho, that's why we had the poncho, because the poncho, we could put on the poncho, stay dry, and drape that over our pack,
mm-hmm.
and keep it dry, keep our sleep system dry, keep all of our gear dry. Although they also issued us not waterproof bags, but water resistant
dry bags.
They issued us those.
Yeah.
So I mean. It really comes down to, would somebody be better off just trying to make a field expedient sleep system with a poncho liner, maybe some other components too, because that way it could serve a multi-purpose? Is that a good train of thought?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people that don't have military experience truly discount the versatility of a poncho. You know, they're like, well, I have a rain suit. Like, I have a rain suit too. I have a really good rain suit, but I always have a poncho. Because like you said, poncho is not just for you. If you've got to set your gear down and go do stuff and it starts raining, you don't want to come back and have find out that your gear and your clothes and everything is soaked. You know, and ponchos obviously can be used for sunshades as well. You know, it's winter now and we think about cold, but, you know, heck, 6 months from now, we're going to be worried about being hot and You know, you use the ponchos for sunshades, and it's a very versatile piece of kit. And I'll give your audience this piece of advice. A real poncho is going to set you back $35, $40, maybe $29.95 if they got them on sale. The things that they sell at the checkout at Walmart are not really, that's just a piece of plastic garbage.
The ones that look like they fit in an envelope and you could mail them?
Yeah. That's a one-time use deal, and that's pretty much it. Now, you want a military-grade poncho, a serious military-grade poncho. And I tell people, before you go shopping for anything else, get a poncho and a poncho liner and a good pack, and then start getting other stuff. You'll never regret that. You'll never regret something that keeps you warm and dry.
Yeah, you can also use the poncho as a makeshift shelter. I mean, there's a lot of things you can use that thing for. I used to had old Salt from Vietnam that would show me all the stuff. He's like, man, this stuff is great. If we'd had this, you know how much my poncho weighed when I was humping in the jungle there, kid? I was like,
oh, the rubber ones versus the nylon one.
Yeah. So, that was a fun, I'm sure that was a fun one, but they made it work too. But, you know, then the newer, lighter weight poncho that, and I guess the rain suit now, the rain suit that came along, why do you think they got away from the poncho given how the ingenuity that was employed in using one of those things?
Well, you know, if you're going to be standing in, I've had training missions where it was raining when we started. And it didn't stop raining until after the sun went down and we were finished. And, you know, a poncho is only going to keep basically above your knees dry. You don't want a poncho dragging on the ground for obvious reasons.
Right.
They don't make them anymore because they've changed. But Blackhawk used to make one of the best rain suits out there. But yeah, it's in, you know, the rain suit, obviously, it's more convenient if you're going to keep it on for a long period of time because you can get to your gear and you know, all that jazz. But, you know, where does the poncho go, Bill? When you pack your pack, where does the poncho go? The bottom or the top?
It goes on top.
It goes on top. That's the last thing you put in.
I used to strap it to my LBE. I used to strap it. I would use my blousing bands, and I would strap it to my LTE to where I could just rip it off if I had to. Coming up on the next
break.
Yes,
put it on your ass back.
Coming up on the next break, old Mr. Markle is the student of the gun, getting ready for Christmas there in Utah with the entire family there with him in the snow. White Christmas in his locale. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA News Update. A huge accident has closed a major highway in the upper Midwest. Correspondent Rich Johnson has the details.
The Ohio Turnpike is blocked in both directions near Sandusky because of a pileup involving as many as 50 vehicles. Local TV stations are reporting at least one fatality. Social media pictures show crumpled semis, cars on top of one another, others on their sides or on their tops. The Ohio Turnpike is a 240-mile-long toll road running along the northern edge of Ohio.
A major storm system continues to impact much of the nation. As a result, winter weather watches and warnings are in effect from coast to coast. The holidays aren't stopping rolling layoffs at Twitter. A former Twitter employee told CNN the layoffs saw the company's public policy team whittled down to about 15. There used to be over 60 employees in that division. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun. So we've covered the rations, giving you guys an idea about rations. We've talked about sleep systems and trying to stay dry. Let's talk about packs, because when I was in, we had the small Alice pack. I think it was small, or maybe it was medium.
Medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not... You know, you needed the stuff that you needed, you put in the three pockets on the outside if you needed it really quick. And the other stuff, you tried to pack in the pack. And then your sleep system and your sleeping pad, which we went to those stupid German foam rubber sleeping pads when we had those nice inflatable ones that actually created a little pocket of air underneath you. All that was on the outside. What about packs today? Who makes a good pack? What kind of pack do you run? You know?
Oh, man, there's so many different packs out there. I've got Blackhawk packs. I've actually even got I've got an Alice pack medium hanging out there somewhere. Eberle stock, makes really good hunting packs. There's so many of them out there. It's kind of hard to go wrong.
Right.
But the big question you want to ask yourself before you go buy a giant pack is look at what you need to carry. Like what are you anticipating carrying? And then get a pack that will fit that. You know, with the Alice pack large, I never saw an Alice pack large until we were deployed to Desert Storm. because we were always given house-back mediums. And I knew we were in for trouble when they sent us the supply and they issued us Alice Pack large.
Right.
Which meant we had to be filled all the way to the brim.
Yeah.
And those suckers were, an Alice Pack large is probably 50 pounds loaded. Easy. It's a lot of weight. So when it comes to, when it comes to packs, one of the things, pieces of advice I would give people is get a light colored pack. I know the black packs look kind of cool and tactical and whatever, but the fact is the black pack becomes just this black hole. Unless it's super bright out, you can't see into the bottom of it.
Right.
To get, the lighter material, the smart makers, some of them will even put, light material, like a tan material on the inside.
Right.
So stuff doesn't just get lost inside of them. But a good pack will have padded straps. And, if it's going to be a hiking pack, it'll have a waist belt. And then, a really good one will have little accessory pockets all over the outside of it so that you can keep your lip balm and your all the various little things that you're always looking for. You don't want to have to dig into the pack to get off the small stuff.
Right.
And the other thing you guys have to consider is the weight of the pack itself. Cause if it's a 1,000 denier nylon, the pack could be 5 pounds empty.
Right. Well, that was going to be the next question. The next question was going to be, do you prefer the, now that there's two, you can go to REI, for example, and they've got all these really lightweight, backpacking packs mm-hmm. that are ingeniously designed and all kinds of other things. Now they are, just neon colors in a lot of cases, but, I don't know how much that matters in a bug out situation if that becomes a thing. But do you look at those and say, well, have you ever tried one of those civilian backpacking packs?
Yeah, I have actually. And the thinner the nylon, the lighter it is. But then you also have to say how much abuse is this thing going to take?
Right.
In the military. The Alice pack, be it, what it was tough.
Is it?
Those things were tough.
Yeah.
You could take it, cause how many times did you drop your packs and then pick them up and throw them onto the back of a truck? And then when you got where you were at, somebody else climbed up, you or other people climbed on the back of the truck and threw them off of the truck.
Right.
And so on and so forth. So super lightweight is nice. But you also have to ask yourself, how tough is this going to be and how long is it going to last? So it's a toss-up. You can have the super heavyweight nylon ones that'll last forever and really, tough, but they also weigh 5 pounds empty. Or you can get a super lightweight one that only weighs 2 pounds empty, but it also isn't as nearly as durable.
Right.
And then you have to ask yourself about waterproof, too. Some of the lightweights, I think the REI stuff, most of the lightweight stuff come with rain flies that kind of tuck in.
Right.
And then, you just pull it out and strap it over there if it's going to be raining or whatever. So, you definitely want to keep that thing dry because you don't want to be humping around a soaking wet pack.
Well, and that's the other trade-off. One of the things I notice among the backpackers that I look at on YouTube, a lot of them always are out there trying to figure out which one it's going to be. Am I going to carry a civilian pack that might tear up, or am I going to carry a military pack that is not going to tear up but outweighs the civilian pack by a whole lot?
Mm-hmm.
And the military surplus end of it as well. If you had to recommend to me a pack size and type, would it be a military type, and how big would it look at?
I would go with what they essentially refer to as a medium size pack. I've got a bag that's staged. If someone were to call me and say, I need help immediately, can you come to where I am? I could grab my pack and it's got 3 days worth of food, socks, underwear, t-shirts, poncho liner, stuff like that, and just go. And the good news about the drawdown of GWAT is a lot of this stuff is available in surplus now for pretty decent prices.
Right. So you're talking about a 72-hour pack then, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the last thing before we head into the break. Now, when you're packing your pack and you're thinking food, socks, everybody, you should carry as many pairs of socks as you can. And if you get a chance to change your socks, you should change your socks when you can. You'll thank me later. So you got food, you got socks, whatever else you may need and everything else. How much do you look at the ammo? Do you ever pack extra ammo besides what you got on you, whether it's a chest rig, plate carrier, whatever it is that you're lugging the ammo around? Do you have any more to reconstitute you in the bag, or is that something that should be handled on an organizational level where there's somebody coming around keeping you stocked up?
Now, generally, that's going to be in the spare ammo is going to be in a separate container, you know, and most of the time, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to have, it's going to be in magazines.
Right.
Again, you talk about weight, you know, do we have vehicles or are we on foot and so on and so forth. But you also have to ask yourself, you're like, well, what am I practically going to do? Am I going for training where I'm going to shoot 500 rounds? Or is this a real world scenario where if I shoot 10 rounds, that'll be a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was in mechanized infantry. When I was the M60 gunner, all of the guys that would be carrying my ammo, if we dismounted, they threw the ammo in my track. They'd be like, well, we're not carrying this. You're going to need this wherever you're going, so take it with you. I was in a mechanized infantry unit, but I got to drive a track, so I didn't have to worry too much about stuff I was carrying, but that's a story for another day. Coming up on the next break, the student of the gun. This has been around a while. It is actually quite the media powerhouse. Mr. Markle gets out there and he will give you opinions on everything that you think about. He'll give you opinions. He'll give you his take. And you'll find out that his take probably mirrors your take. And this is what makes being a gun guy so good. Because on the one, you look at a guy that's out there doing the stuff that he does, he's probably exactly the way you think. You should probably run for office, Paul. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun. We've talked packs, and we've talked what you pack in them. We've talked rations. We've talked staying dry. What about what you wear? I mean, when I was in the, when I got issued boots in the military, I actually kind of think they were designed to torture us. And then when we graduated basic training, we could buy Cochrane jump boots, which we all did like fools, because they were the most uncomfortable boots I've ever worn. I wore them happily, proudly, until I got to Europe, and then I got some German combat boots because those guys actually designed their boots for walking around.
Mm-hmm.
So, what has become of the boot? Do you need to wear a boot? Can you wear a hiking shoe nowadays and still get pretty good support out there carrying all this equipment and gear?
Yeah, again, it comes down to what do you anticipate doing? I would always have a boot because you don't know. The hiking boots, they look cool, and generally they work extremely well as long as you stay on hiking trails and paths and so on and so forth. But as soon as you stray off the path, like out here in the sagebrush, you know, if I wear a 3/4, you know, hiker, go out in the sagebrush, I come back and I've got all kinds of crap on the inside of my shoe.
Right.
You know, it just gets in there. You're better off. You're better off with a good boot. And that's another blessing, I guess, that we got from the recently, the failed global war on terror was that we had to, for the first time, really since the beginning of the Cold War, the U.S. military stopped and considered the actual gear that was being issued to the soldiers. Because let's face it, you know, 70s, 80s, even in the 90s, you know, in the 90s, we were in basically a drawdown situation after Desert Storm. They got rid of a lot of people. They reduced the size of the force. And, you know, I was in the active reserve in the late 90s, and nothing had really changed from the 80s to the late 90s as far as gear was concerned and uniforms and so forth. They're like, it works we don't need to worry about it. Just leave it be. Well, then we got into an actual shooting war where we were actually relying upon infantry soldiers, as opposed to the Cold War mentality where we were going to do everything with B-52s and nuclear missiles and submarines and all that. And yeah, we need infantry people too, but we're not really worried about them. Now all of a sudden we're in a nonlinear campaign and the infantry guy is super important. And one of the big things that they started developing was boots and good boots. And now we went through for, I'd say the first 5 or 6 years of GWOT, we went through kind of some growing pains. They needed so many boots that what did they do? They farmed them out to China. They farmed them out to China, and China screwed us by putting, instead of stitching the boots, I'm assuming that when you were in, you had multiple soles stitched onto boots. You didn't throw the boots away. You just got new soles, right?
Well, with the German boots, I did. I wore exclusively German boots, and I got a pair of Herman Survivors because those were pretty good boots, too. And nothing I wore in Germany looked like anything anybody wore stateside. So I did. I got a couple of pairs resold. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a pair of jungle boots that are still here in my closet that I got at Camp Lejeune in like '88, and they're on the third set of soles now.
Yeah.
Oh, and the young people don't understand that. You're like, they're like, well, the soles wore out, so I throw the boots away. And like, no, that's actually not how it's supposed to be.
Oh no, the top of the boot is what messes with you.
you get the new sole, The stuff that's available now that we had some growing pains, and there were some crappy boots. I mean, I saw guys literally like walk out of their boots. The Chi-Com screwed us over by using inferior adhesive. Instead of stitching the soles on, they just glued the soles on because it's faster and cheaper.
Right.
And of course, what would happen? We had guys, I saw military troops, dudes with duct tape, their soles duct taped onto their feet because they're freaking, the glue gave way and stuff like that. But there's a lot of good stuff out there. Irish Setter, the Red Wing branch of Irish Setter, they make really good boots.
Right.
I've got a pair of those and they're, you know, Danner still makes really good boots. I've used Danner for a long time. Yeah. If it was a GI boot, it's probably a good boot. And you know who really appreciates boots and is the Marine Corps.
Right.
The Marine Corps is very serious about its boots. So if something was approved by the Marine Corps, you're pretty good. Then the question comes down to, though, do I want waterproof boots or do I want fast-drying boots? And you're like, well, obviously waterproof. Well, water, no boot unless it's rubber is actually waterproof.
Right.
It's water-resistant.
And it's not breathing.
Yeah, it's not breathing. So if you got a water-resistant boot, that's great until it fails. And once it fails, that thing's going to stay wet for a long time. That's why, you know, that's why in Vietnam they developed the jungle boot. It didn't do anything to keep your feet really dry, but it also dried out fast.
Yep.
The boot dried out fast. So, and it also invented the water away. So
I
would recommend that everybody has two pairs of boots. One that are water resistant and semi insulated or insulated, and then another pair that are a fast drying layer boot.
Yeah, I was never a big jungle boot fan.
Oh, I love jungle boots, man.
I mean, even though I lived in Louisiana, where Fort Polk guys, they all wore jungle boots, but I was not a big fan of the jungle boot just because it did take forever to break in that top part because that was the durable part, the canvas and everything else would give. And, I sort of resisted that sort of thing. But I mean, nowadays I see a bunch of, Army Spec Ops guys that go to these Salomon boots. What do you think? Do you have any opinion about them?
I don't have an opinion about Salomons. I do have, the other ones, Merrells.
Okay.
A lot of the Spec Ops guys. All the dudes that I knew back in the early 2000s, they all bought Merrell boots or Merrell shoes. Like,
right.
I know the SEALs were real big on the Merrell shoes. And they're good. You know, they're good stuff. But if you're going to be in a field environment or a woods environment or off the path, you really need something with good ankle support and you need something to keep the debris and the crap out of your boot.
Yeah, the Merrill Jungle Moc, I like those, but the problem is they have a rounded sole, so you'll turn your ankle in them, but they are, as long as you don't get over the top of the shoe, you can stand in a puddle, and you're not going to get wet, because they're just that waterproof, but I don't know, I've tried both. I like either one of them, but I just wish that when we were doing these 135-mile road marches back in the 80s, over the 3 days when I was in the mailed foot battalion, I wish we'd had those boots instead of the junk that we had to walk back in. I'm surprised some of us didn't pull up lame over that stuff. And, we got about a minute here. As far as uniform types, uniform pants, tops, and everything else, that really evolved, didn't it? They came out with the combat shirt and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What would you recommend somebody wear in the woods, humping a bunch of gear? What kind of pants and a shirt?
Yeah, I would get a military style pant that has some give to it.
Yeah,
you know, jeans look cool and everything, but when you're climbing over stuff, getting in and out of vehicles,
they don't
crawling and kneeling and so forth, they bind up on you.
Yeah,
yeah, you want something that'll move around with you. And there's a lot of good stuff out there. There really is. It's kind of hard to go wrong unless you're buying it on Wish.com or something. But yeah, there's a lot of good gear out there.
The only problem, there's a lot of splendid gear. The only problem is I got too fat and I can't wear most of it. I have to go look.
That's a different issue, man.
It is a different issue, and I'm working on it every day. Listen, before we run out of time, thank you for taking the time to join me today. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and your whole audience. Yeah. Thank you very much for having me on.
My regards to Gerald and Zach and all the Markles there, all the baby Markles and everything. Check him out at studentofthegun.com. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. We're going to do the best of his bear database from 2022. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.